life. What a week it has been. If you're new here, hi, welcome. I'm Katie Keaton, the transport coordinator turned interim foster coordinator. This is my podcast where I spend about 10 minutes telling you the stories of the animals on the van and the other 20 minutes telling you about my life. So feel free to fast forward to the stories. That won't hurt my feelings, but for those of you who are sticking around, holy moly, let me tell you about this week. First of all, we were pretty much all set to cancel this transport because this is the absolute busiest week of the year ever of our lives for me and Dr. Burton. Honestly, I don't even know what all she has going on up there. Y'all probably know more than I do, but I do know it's like 8 puppy therapy events in 3 days. One of those events is a huge, super big deal. It's the Stanley pup that they film for ESPN and Disney Plus. And then she also has like 4 or 5 people spending the weekend with her. And we have intake on Sunday morning. So much going on. But enough about her. Let's talk about me. We closed on our new house last Wednesday. So exciting. So Monday and Tuesday were spent frantically running around, making sure everything was ready for that. Then on Wednesday, we had the final walkthrough and the closing, and then we just hung out there at the new house. No TV, no internet, no furniture. We ate dinner on the floor in our huge empty house with all the doors wide open and the quiet country breeze blowing through while the baby just crawled around and the dogs ran and explored. It was so wonderful, so peaceful, so calming. And then boom, hit the ground running. Thursday morning, at it again. So my stage 4 breast cancer mother is throwing my stage 4 prostate cancer stepfather a surprise 70th birthday party the day of transport. Oh my gosh. So if you are new here and you just didn't know, I have 2 helpers down here. Two. Jessica is one and my mother is the other. Why my mother picked transport day to host a surprise party that she needed so much help with from me, I will never know. So not only have I been helping her get ready for that all week, I had to spend all day Saturday baking and cooking and getting ready for it, driving to it, staying there for a few hours, and then I had to go pick up my mom's foster puppies, fly to the doghouse for transport, load them all up in the van, send them off, and then fly back to the party venue and help her clean everything up and get everything back home. And on top of all this, I have become the foster coordinator. What is going on? So apparently, Tatiana just dipped after submitting her 2-week notice without like a single word to anyone other than me. The last thing she said to me was, yeah, I'll be in tomorrow to do those foster calls. So not sure what happened there and not sure why she didn't respond to my scathing text message that I sent her. I was livid. But regardless, because of this, I'm actually super excited because I was able to hire 2 quote-unquote assistants. They're not assistants. I mean, like, I more or less assist them. You may know them, and if you don't, you soon will. It is Chandler and Melissa, and they have been actual literal godsends who have single-handedly or double-handedly, since it's 2 of them, kept transport from being canceled this week. Like, I'm not even kidding. Melissa has been a rock star, jumping right in and calling anyone who needed to be called and finalizing everything we needed and just checking off the to-do list one by one. Chandler, I'm pretty sure Chandler can read my mind. And I guess I should be freaked out by that, but it is so insanely helpful. I don't even care if she can read my mind. Like, I will be thinking of something that I need to get done or, you know, that we've got to focus on next. And Chandler will text me literally right then and be like, hey, so I went ahead and did this, this, and this with the robots. I'm like, well, okay. I was just sitting down to get that done, but I guess I can focus on the next thing on the list. Or we'll be talking to Melissa in our group chat and we will send like the same message at the same time. I love them both. They are so incredible, and both of them have made my life so much better this week alone. So the tentative plan as of right now, which I mean, after intake tomorrow, they may both run for the hills and I'll be introducing you to my new foster team in the next episode. But for right now, at least, the plan for May is for all three of us to just like do everything. Like everyone pitch in, everyone figure out like what you're good at, what you like, which parts you don't like. So I'll be talking to the fosters and confirming them one day, and then like Melissa will be calling them another, and Chandler will be tacking in periodically. We're just going to do all the jobs and figure out which one of us is the best at what and who hates what. Like I already told them, I will cut my arm off before I talk on the phone to someone. I will cold text you all day long. I will cold text anybody. You give me a phone number, I will cold text you. I will hook you up with a foster dog. But the second my phone rings, it's like it's on fire in my hand and I can't throw it across the room fast enough. And Chandler is like part robot. Like she can whip these robots into shape so fast. It has taken me months to get them where they were. And she came in and like completely leveled them up already. Melissa is still working part-time for the month of May. And so that's why like the tentative plan is if she even wants to come on board full-time with us by the end of May, like maybe in June reconfigure. But I'm just really hoping that we don't scare her off first. So I think the dynamic will change again and she'll be doing more of like the reassignments and I'll be focusing more on the fosters needed for transport and we'll just fight over Chandler. I don't know. I keep telling everyone it's a very fluid situation. It's changing all the time. So who knows how we're even going to have it worked out by the next episode. Anyways, now that you know how insanely crazy my life has been this week, let's talk about this transport. The theme is Star Wars. Oh, okay, wait. So that is another funny story about Chandler. So intake is on May 4th, and I guess that's Star Wars Day. But so she asked if we could do a Star Wars theme for the names and volunteer to come up with the names for them. And Chandler is an OG. So she knows we have had several Star Wars themes before. So she and her husband said to send them the list of all of the Star Wars names that we have ever done across all the transport. And she would weed through them and compile a list of new names for this week. The next day, I sent her the list. The next day, I had over 70 names to choose from. I could not believe it. Chandler also said that her husband was going to put a column next to the names and list when the character appears in the saga or the trilogy or whatever it is. But Chandler was like, I think that's too much. They are the literal best. I usually don't even have names done or even know what my theme is until the night before transport because like we don't even know who's going or like how many are going and which ones are going to get cut. So I can't do names until we have a more finalized picture. Well, because of Melissa hawking everyone down and making all the confirmation calls to finalize everything and Chandler handling all the names and answering everyone's questions and getting everything organized, we were completely done with transport on Wednesday. We had like 4 more people just to like circle back with and finish calls with, but we knew who was going. We knew what their names were. I knew what crates they were going in. 3 full days before transport. In the history of Wolf Trap, that has never happened. Like, I have rolled up to transport before and we didn't even have names done or know who was going. 3 full days is insane. Okay, the stories. Younglings is an owner surrender. The owner's neighbor, who is the guy who brought Rachel to transport last month, the Love on the Spectrum transport. So when he saw what great care that our dogs get, he asked his neighbor if he wanted him to reach out to us on his behalf and see if we would take his puppy. The neighbor's older and he has a ton of farmland and cattle and he uses Great Pyrenees to protect the farm. So when the female ended up pregnant, he gave away the ones that he could, but no one wanted this one. And it's a purebred Great Pyrenees, so I don't know why nobody wanted him. He told the neighbor that he could have him and the neighbor went and got him that night so that he wouldn't give him away and he just agreed to foster him. He called Dr. Jamie the next morning to tell her that he had the dog, but unfortunately it was completely feral. So So he spent 2 weeks working with this puppy, and he's made great progress. He was really sweet at transport. You could tell he was definitely like on edge and like kept his head on a swivel, but he is so sweet, and he was so much better than he was. Paz Vizsla, who is actually, we think of Vizsla Mix, so how stinking perfect is that name? He showed up in someone's house. Her dogs were all going crazy barking, and she found him curled up against the side of the house on the other side of the fence, shaking and terrified. He was super skinny, super, super skinny, and clearly in need of medical care, but he was an immediate cuddle bug, and she has been working on fattening him up ever since. The E litter of two are from our Alabama shelter friends. They were supposed to go on the Love is Blind. That was a long time ago. They were supposed to go on the Love on the Spectrum transport, but they got super bad kennel cough right before they were supposed to go. So we held them back so that they could be treated. They are doing much better and so stinking cute. Oh my goodness, I love them. They were brought in as strays at the beginning of April. The B litter of three are from our wonderful Dr. Jamie. For new listeners, she was Dr. Burton's student down here at Mississippi State. They ended up becoming lifelong best friends. Dr. Jamie does a ton of vet care for us, super cheap, and in return, we help her with animals that get dumped on her. Case in point, the B litter of three. She got a call back in November from somebody on their county's shelter board. There were apartments close to where she lived, and she said for years she has watched a mama dog just have litter after litter after litter at these apartments, twice a year, every year. She said she couldn't take it anymore, and she was sick of seeing these puppies getting run over all the time, so she asked Dr. Jamie if she would help with them. Dr. Jamie said, bring the mom and all the puppies to the clinic. So she spayed the mom, and then the woman who called her took her back to foster her until a rescue was found. She was gonna send her to the Northern Rescue with the puppies, but the mom kept escaping every single day and going back to the apartments where she had lived for so long. So eventually they just let her stay there because at least she's spayed. Dr. Jamie spayed and neutered all six of the puppies and kept them at her clinic for weeks. They even ended up doing a big fundraiser, and she took the puppies with her to the fundraiser and got three of them adopted locally, which we know how I feel about that. But so these three did not get adopted. They came back to the clinic with her and have been with her ever since. This was last year that this happened. So then a couple weeks ago, she needed their kennel for paying clients over spring break. So she brought them to her house and they have had a ball. They are so well behaved. They've had the best time playing with her daughter, her cattle, her cats, and her six personal dogs. She said they're going to be the best dogs for someone someday. Also, Dr. Jamie was working with them. So these dogs are like almost 6 months old. Dr. Jamie's had them since they were like 6 weeks old. The reason she had them so long was because she was working with another Northern Rescue who kept saying, oh yeah, we'll take them. Oh yeah, we'll take them. Oh yeah, we'll take them. And then like every single transport would be like, ooh, sorry, we can't get them. And like, don't get me wrong, I've definitely done that too, where I'm like, oh yeah, I literally did this to Dr. Jamie this week. I'm like, oh yeah, we can get that litter of six on. And then like, I forget. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I forgot to circle back with you. You forgot to circle back with me. But like, they're going on the next transport. Like, if they're the only litter on there, they're going. So, like, worst case scenario, if I forget about you, I'm getting you on 2 weeks later, period. Or, like, I even told her, like, I've got a foster home open. We can take them. And she was like, no, they're fine with the foster that they're at now. Like, he'll keep them 2 more weeks. So, for someone to be putting you off for 5.5 months... She eventually was like, I'm not even trusting them anymore. I'm not working with them. I want Wolf Trap to take them. And I was like, okay, we'll get them on next week. The A litter of three were being given away for free in the parking lot of just a grocery store. Fortunately for us, our bottle feeder foster and her family have no willpower. So they stopped as soon as they saw it and they got all three of them. And then my mom took over fostering them since they don't need bottles. The F litter of three were found in the road just down from one of Jessica's friend's homes. The lady pulled over and they all ran into the ditch where it looked like they had probably been living for quite a while. There were some scraps of food in there with them and everything, and we couldn't take them immediately. We were so completely overrun. So she put them in a teeny tiny little pen with her goats And I don't know that it was much better than living in the ditch, but they at least had consistent food and didn't get run over until we were able to get them on transport. The G litter of five are owner surrenders. The mom was a stray dog dumped at someone's house that is friends with my mom. She ended up being pregnant. The dog, not my mom. And they let her stay and have her puppies there. She has been such a fantastic dog, though, that they asked if they could keep her instead of sending her with her puppies. And we were like, yeah, we will even spay her for free for you. The C litter of nine were originally a litter of 11. They belonged to a mama that showed up to someone's house. The lady had called the shelter to get her scheduled for a spay. But the mom was so skittish and the lady couldn't get her hands on her. And then a few days later, she realized she was pregnant anyways. So the mom had 11 puppies and this family owns two dogs of their own. They have a huge, big old mean Doberman and then a teeny, teeny, tiny little Jack Russell. And the Doberman just loved these puppies and was so sweet and so gentle with them. And the little Jack Russell killed two of the puppies. Can you even believe that? So they eventually just made the Jack Russell stay away from them so he would stop killing them one by one. They have since gotten really attached to the mom and they will be keeping her as well, and they are very happy to be getting her spayed for free. The D litter of four are from our Alabama shelter friends, and she said that they were an uh-oh litter and that the owner had already gotten both of the parents spayed and neutered, but he needed help finding homes for the puppies. Okay, on to the cats. Olga, I guess is how you say that. I actually had it typed in as Olga, but thankfully Google corrected me. Olga actually has a really sad and heartbreaking story. She is from our Alabama shelter friends, but I actually pulled her before the last transport when I heard her story. So she's been staying with our bottle feeder foster for the last few weeks. The shelter made a really long post as like a PSA to stop this from happening in the future, but basically this mom was brought in as a stray that was found after we had some really rough storms and tornadoes come through our area. They could tell right away that she was a nursing mama because she was so full of milk. So they sent some of their workers to the area where the person said that they had found her to look for the kittens, but they never found any. They didn't hear them. They didn't see them. 7 full days later, someone else came into the shelter with 4 super emaciated, super pitiful, super tiny kittens. And they said the way the mom reacted to seeing them brought them to tears. They knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that those were her kittens. Unfortunately, because it had been a minimum of 7 full days by then without nursing any kittens, all of her milk had dried up. So the shelter workers were taking turns bottle feeding the 4 kittens around the clock. They refused to take the kittens away from the mom for longer than just a few minutes, though, so they would just feed them and give them back. After everything she had been through, she just wanted to be with them nonstop, and it makes me so mad when people suggest taking babies away from the moms just because they don't have enough milk for them. Food is not the only thing that moms provide for their babies. Just because she didn't have milk anymore didn't mean that she couldn't keep them warm, she couldn't stimulate them to go to the bathroom, and just honestly hold them after everything the 5 of them had been through the last week. So when I heard about this family, I immediately reached out to our rockstar bottle feeder foster, and she instantly agreed to take them. We were so sad, but not very surprised the next morning when the shelter only gave us the mom and 2 kittens because the other 2 kittens had passed away. Despite everyone's best efforts, round-the-clock care and attention and literal, honestly, minute-by-minute care, multiple vet visits, the other 2 kittens ended up passing away, I think it was 4 days later and then 5 days later for the other one. So we are very sad that all 4 kittens died, but honestly, I still count it as a success. And maybe it's still these new mom hormones that have made me so soft lately, but I cannot even imagine what this mom went through to survive a tornado, possibly have your home destroyed, be separated from your kittens, but be desperately trying to find them and get back to them, only to be ripped away by some probably well-meaning human, and then stuck in a metal cage at the shelter. I can't even imagine. not knowing, are your babies alive, where they are, if they're all right. And I know, like, animals don't have the same emotions as us, and they don't have, like, the long-term memories that we do, but you cannot tell me that this mom wasn't grieving for her kittens and heartbroken, not knowing where they were. The fact that she was able to reunite with all of them and be with all of them as they died, I don't even care what you say. I know that this brought her peace. So anyways, the shelter made a post, and the post was just like, stop snatching cats up, especially ones that are full of milk, and then just dumping them at the shelter. Like, the moms are out foraging. The moms are looking for their babies. And I am certain that this was a very well-meaning person who just didn't want something bad to happen to this cat after the tornadoes. But still, like, leave her alone. Just follow her until she leads you to her kittens, or call the shelter and they'll monitor the situation. These kittens did not have to die. Newt Gunray and the J litter of four are from the same home, but not the same litter. So the mother of the J litter showed up very pregnant at these people's barn. She ended up having four kittens. She didn't have any kittens. She ended up having four kittens in the attic of their garage. They just left them there until it got too hot, and then they brought them all down and put them in a super big Great Dane sized crate in their garage. So they've handled them a lot, and they've took really good care of them, but they have lived their entire life in a crate. And then Newt showed up in the neighborhood one day, a couple weeks later, and someone called this lady thinking it was one of her kittens. And it wasn't, but she brought it home anyways, and she kept it separate for a few days, but then added it in with the other kittens, and the mama just accepted it, no problem. They have the mama scheduled to be spayed in a couple weeks, and are super glad that we're going to pay for it, and super glad that they now have a barn cat. The J litter of four are actually two litters of two that were just a few days apart. Two different people showed up at our vet with these two litters of two on separate days. The unspoken protocol when this happens at our vet. So when someone shows up at the vet with newborn kittens, the vet calls our bottle feeder foster. Our bottle feeder foster says, yes, absolutely, and then goes and gets them, and then calls us to schedule them on the transport list once they're weaned. And they usually call Jessica once all the kittens are eating on their own so that they can focus on the next batch of bottle babies. So Jessica has had these for quite a while. All the rest of the kittens are from our Alabama shelter friends. And though we love them dearly and are so thankful for the wonderful care they give the animals, they never have a lot of information or background stories. She said that all the cats on the van today were brought in as strays. That's all. That's all she gave me. So our litter of four were strays. T litter of three were strays. The M mama and her three M kittens all came in as strays. S mama and her five S kittens actually kind of have a little bit of a story. So mom was brought in as a stray and she was pregnant. So she had her three biological kittens in the shelter. Then someone brought in an orphan kitten. They had found it and couldn't find a mom, so they gave it to the shelter. This mama took it right in. Her babies were just a few days old then. And then the day before transport yesterday, someone else came in with a super young kitten that they had found abandoned, and they gave it to this mama too, and she took it right in. That is all the stories this week. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you even more for fostering. If you are one of the fosters in this group, thank you for your patience and your understanding. Chandler, Melissa, and I are just figuring this out as we go, flying by the seat of our pants. Every single one of you have been so wonderful to work with, and we are just so appreciative of your willingness to foster these critters for us. If you have a minute, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. I always say my dream is to one day make enough money from this podcast that I can quit my job. So that I can do it for free. So that I can do my job for free and not take money away from Wolf Trap and the animals. If you are not fostering this round, go ahead and sign up for a spot on the next transport, May 17th. You may even get a text from my new robot if you do. I'm working on it. It's a rough life, but it's better with two assistants. No, I'm kidding. It's a rough life, but someone's got to do it.